Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
One thing caught my eye this morning in terms of headlines, and I kind of read it, and the first person that I thought of was Pete Alonso. So I know Scott Boras represents Juan Soto, and Juan Soto is going to get, as they say, a bag of cash from somebody. And we'll talk about that in a couple of minutes, because interesting theory with him and the Yankees too. You had the bleacher creatures, you know, basically begging him to stay yesterday. Okay,
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, he's yucking it up with Judge out there. Yep.
So he's going to make his money. We know this. He's going to get a ton. The Pete Alonso one is interesting to me from this standpoint. Did you see the quote from Jordan Montgomery, who we know had a great season last year? I wanted the Mets to sign him. I thought he would have been a great fit. He's had a terrible season, and it just hasn't gone well. You had Blake Snell.
Took him a while to get going.
J.D. Martinez,
yep.
A late signing. There was one other one. Doesn't matter. Point is, they're all Boras clients. And the quote from Montgomery was, he wanted to go to the Red Sox. He had a Zoom interview and meeting with the Red Sox. This is in the story. And he thought he was going to Boston until, as he put it, Scott Boras butchered negotiations. I believe the quote was, he butchered it.
Wow.
So,
and he's still with him, or he's moved on?
No, he moved on.
Okay.
He moved on.
I was going to say.
So now you've got a guy like Alonso, who I think we can all agree has been fine by baseball standards for a power hitter, but for Alonso standards has been down on a contract year.
Yeah, it's not been a good year
for him. It's been a bad year, if you ask me. That's not a terrible year in terms of power numbers for anybody else, but when you think you are the top, you know, in the top five in power baseball, if you will, that's not a great season. And also watching him, that's part of it.
I think if you watch day-to-day and you look at the numbers CBS Sports Network's flashing right now, you know, standard back of the baseball card numbers, you'd be...
They're okay.
No, but I think you'd be surprised. You're like, really? He actually has that much?
It doesn't feel like it.
Yeah, not at all. No.
So now you look at, he switched from his representation to Scott Boras.
Yeah.
And what I don't know, and I'd love to know, was there a Boras correction last year? Our team's tired of dealing with him. Because, I mean, you had a Cy Young Award winner in Blake Snell that it took until the very last minute to get a deal from the Giants, and not a deal he expected or wanted. I mean, I think Blake Snell thought he was going to get 5-6 years and a hell of a lot more money than he got. So Alonso goes to Boras. On top of it, doesn't have a great season. I don't know how much leverage he has.
When was the move to Boras, though? Wasn't it?
That, I think it was...
It was during it was the early, last offseason?
No, I thought it was early this season.
Yeah? Okay.
And if it wasn't, it was in the offseason. Listen, Scott Boras has made a ton of money, so I get that for players and for himself and for his corporation, but it just seems like something's not right with Boras and his clients, at least not last offseason.
Yeah, Fleeks just tell me, I thought that was the case. It was early last October, actually.
Okay.
So it was before this whole...
Right.
Last offseason went through, and the things that you're talking about sort of came to light. I don't know if it's that they're... look, I'm sure Boras can be difficult to deal with, but it goes both ways. He obviously represents some big-time clients, so...
Right, and Soto, he's going to have no problem getting him a deal.
Sure, but I think even, like you mentioned, okay, Montgomery thought he was going to the Red Sox. I think Snell had some offers on the table, including the one from the Yankees, correct? But
those were short-term deals.
Yeah, but maybe not as short-term as he ended up ultimately going for.
Maybe.
So I don't know if it's more like, okay, they're tired of dealing with Boras, so they're all the owners are, you know, essentially colluding to stonewall him and his clients, or it's just his expectations for these massive deals. And I get it. Baseball teams, a lot of them make a ton of money, revenue sharing and TV contracts and all that. There's no cap. We get it. But maybe it's just a case of him maybe overestimating the market this time around.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Yesterday was one of those games where it's a kick in the groin if you're a Met fan. You've got everything. Like, there were signs yesterday that it was the Met day to win. You had the play by Lindor on the stolen base, mm-hmm. where I think it was, I forget who it was, he overslides the bag.
You all fired
the,
up.
You had the, yes, because at that point, like, things couldn't have been going better for them. You got the play by Iglesias, yes. who's going to cover on the stolen base. Ball gets it a little to his left, dives, catches it, has the wherewithal to tag the base with his foot. You had Quintana, while not striking anybody out,
it's amazing
out after out.
Shutout ball, 6 1/3,
well, you know what it goes,
single strikeout. In today's game, you don't see it.
You don't see it. Well, you also don't see a guy that's not throwing 100 either in today's game. I mean, that's,
yeah.
that's another thing that, you, like the one guy that came in for the Rockies yesterday, he comes in, he's throwing 100 miles an hour, and you're thinking, God, another one of these fireballs.
We're at Yankees Guardians last week. They brought in the submarine pitcher was throwing like above 95. Like, those guys were always coming in because they couldn't throw hard. What are we doing here?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. So you had, to me, all the makings of a Met win. Now, if you want to point out to bases loaded with Lindor up in the fourth or fifth inning, whatever that was, and he strikes out where they could have broken the game open, fair enough. I won't argue with that.
Hard to knock it after what he did the day prior.
So I can't, you know, that was like, man, could he get a grand slam in back-to-back days? You never know. Even a base hit would have broken that game open a little bit. But I'm not going to kill Lindor for that, although it was a spot where they could have probably won the game. Then what happens, and this comes back to my argument about starting pitchers, the 100-pitch number, and their value to a game. If you're a starting pitcher and you can't get it to the closer, all right, and now you're bringing in relief pitchers, Jose Quintana yesterday takes a game into the seventh inning, walks away with a 2-0 lead, all is good, and gets nothing to show for
it. And they had their two better relievers
rested
and ready to go.
You had Buto and Diaz all lined up. So you got this conversation about what are pitchers worth. I don't know the answer to that anymore in this day and age, because it's not 1955 where a guy's going to go out and he's going to throw nine innings no matter come hell or high water. It's not 1940 where you might have a guy start both ends of a doubleheader, for God's sake, which I know didn't happen a lot, but that did happen. It is just now, you know what? He's at 93 pitches. I don't like this matchup third time. Let's get him out. Why? There was nothing Jose Quintana was doing yesterday that was stressful. He's not throwing 102. He's pitching the contact the entire game. And again, listen, you can make the case. I get it. You can, looking back, if he stays in and he gives up the lead, you kill him because Buto's ready. I get that. This is more a conversation about what is the value of a starting pitcher in this day and age when they don't finish games or can't go eight innings or we get to 90 to 100 pitches, get him out. That, to me, yesterday, I know the Padres have played well. The Mets had no business losing that game yesterday.
No, they didn't. But it's funny you bring that up about Quintana and just the way we think and the way baseball works now. Baseball purist Evan Roberts, there he was yesterday. Mendy fell in love with lefty-lefty. Quintana's been done for numerous batters. So even the baseball lifer has been conditioned the same way, right?
I guess.
I'm not necessarily disagreeing with you. I listen, that's part of, goes back to what we talked about in the open. It's just, it is a different game. It's not the one I grew up with, and it's not to say that change is always bad. It's just, I would like to see us go back to a baseball where the starters work deeper into the games. I didn't watch the whole broadcast last night, but I saw a clip, I guess, from the Sunday night game. They interviewed Justin Verlander in the middle of the game, and he talked about how, you know, the starting pitcher is being devalued, and they need to get back to more of the way it once was and letting these guys work through things instead of relying so much on the analytics, the matchups, and the numbers. But to your question about, well, what is the pitcher worth? I mean, it's still hard to find five guys that can go out day in and day out, get enough outs to get it to your bullpen. We know the bullpens are more important than they ever were, but the other side of that is if you don't have starters, if the guys that are consistently getting knocked out in the third or fourth inning are putting you behind the eight ball, eventually that important bullpen is going to wear down and then you've got nothing working.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.